1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
All right, it's time for your phone tap, and today we call a guy who's been on vacation from his job lately. He works as a supervisor for a tour guide company.
Okay.
They have visitors do bus tours all over town. Mm-hmm. But today, he's about to meet the latest person that he's going to be overseeing. It's a young man with a made-up health condition called dopticulitis.
Oh, no. Oh, I love this, but I also feel bad for this guy.
Yeah.
If you've not heard of that, that's where Jose is talking completely normal, but suddenly breaks out into an uncontrollable beatbox.
It's crazy. I don't know how I can control it.
Oh, my God.
Well, we're going to see how this guy handles it in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello.
Hi, is this Greg, the manager of City Tours?
This is he.
Hi, how are you? How was your vacation?
It was okay. Who's calling?
Oh, I'm sorry. Silly meme. My name's Marty Bartlett, and they hired me as your newest tour guide.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Lisa told me that she had to hire someone.
Yeah, that's me. They hired me while you were on vacation. That's why I asked how it was.
Okay, cool. Yeah, everything was okay.
Good. Well, first off, sir, I want to say welcome back. And secondly, I really want to do a good job for you. So I actually took the route on my bike today just so I could practice, you know?
That's impressive. Good for you.
Thanks. I kind of try to take initiative. By the way, I love that the first stop on the tour is the roundabout.
Excuse me.
Roundabout. That is a beautiful scene.
What was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I mispronounce roundabout?
No, it's the rap thing.
Oh, my goodness. I am so sorry, sir. I didn't even notice I did it. You see, I should have told you I actually have a minor condition. It's called dopticulitis.
Okay.
It's kind of confusing, but simply, when I get really nervous or really excited or sometimes around a bunch of people, I tend to, like, break out into a beatbox. It's almost like a nervous beatbox, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but so this job, like, you're a tour guide, so you're going to be around a bunch of people.
I don't think that's going to be an issue, sir.
It kind of could be.
I think it should be fine. I mean, I don't do it all the time. It's very specific situations. So.
Okay, because that can't happen when you're on a tour.
I agree.
It's going to definitely be distracting.
Sure, but that's another reason why I need to be confident before I start doing tours for you. The better I feel, the less likely it comes up again.
That's fine, as long as that doesn't happen. I mean,
no, I promise. You and I want the same thing, sir. Is it possible I can just try one more time? Because I feel really good about presenting one of the main stops on the tour.
I'm with you.
So we're back on the tour, and this is how I would say it to the group.
Okay.
If you look out the left side of the bus, you will see our city's majestic fricka.
Come on, man. What are you doing? Stop rapping.
It's our city's majestic fountain.
Bro, this is not TikTok. Like, this is a real bus tour. And it really does seem unbelievable that you don't even know that you did it.
Are you lying? Are you poking fun at me for the first time? Or did I really do it again, sir?
I'm so serious. And honestly, this is getting a little ridiculous.
You know what? Like, I think it's honestly because I'm so nervous. Like, I'm talking to my boss. I've never met you. I think I just, like, I need to picture it in my mind. I'm just a normal tour guide.
Yeah.
We're on a normal tour.
Yeah. It's gonna be... You kind of need to do that because you're on a bus tour. You can't be beatboxing, man.
No, I agree.
It's going to confuse people. It's distracting. I mean, did you even discuss this with Lisa when she interviewed you?
You know what? I may have left that part out now that I'm thinking back.
No. You need to tell people that. This is a kind of a big deal.
Well, when I practiced in the mirror, this was flawless. I did it like 5 times. I haven't memorized it.
Of course you're practicing in the mirror. There's no one there to make you anxious or nervous. Then of course it's going to be flawless then, but you're going to be in front of a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You just can't do that, man.
That is a good point. But I think my excitement for this last part of the tour will make me overcome all of that.
What are you doing?
Like, we're in the bus, and I'm like, on the right
Seriously?
Side is the largest music makes me lose control.
Dude, no.
music.
Oh my God.
Music,
really?
Music.
Stop rapping.
Music. The museum. The largest museum in the city.
This is not going to work. This is absolutely ridiculous. Like,
I know it is.
You've got to be joking me right now.
I am, bro. This is actually Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. I'm doing a phone tap on you right now.
Oh, my goodness.
I can hear the relief in your voice right now.
Man, I was sitting here thinking, like, my tour guide is going to beatbox through this entire tour, and I am going to lose all of my customers.
No, actually, the owner, Lisa, she's the one who set you up. She said that you're on vacation, so she wanted to prank you a little bit with a new employee.
Oh, my goodness.
Lisa,
stop rapping.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.